You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The first days of the prosecution's case in the Bridgegate trial put Governor Chris Christie at the center of the abuse of power scheme. But today, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was also implicated. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein is in the federal courthouse in Newark. She joins us now. Andrea, Pat Foy took the witness stand today. He's the Cuomo appointee who was executive director of the Port Authority at the time all of this went down. He's the one who blew the whistle on the lane closures back in 2013. So let's start on the New Jersey side. What did Pat Foy say ties the lane closures to Trenton, meaning Governor Christie?
So Pat Foy is the guy who reopened the lanes on the fifth day of the closures and sent around an email that has a certain infamy in Bridgegate world. He called the closures hasty, ill-advised, and illegal. After that email was published in the Wall Street Journal, that's when the drumbeat began to find out what this mysterious traffic jam was all about. So today in court, Foy explained in detail what happened after he sent out that email on September 13th. He said Bill Baroni came into his office, he's one of the Bridgegate defendants, and told him, Foy, to close the lanes again, and that, quote, Trenton wanted it. Then Baroni came back a second time and said if Foy didn't reopen the lanes, quote, Trenton would call Albany, implying that Christie or his top man would call Cuomo or his top man.
And did Cuomo or any of Governor Cuomo's top staff intervene?
Yeah, but not until the next day, a Saturday, and not to keep the lanes closed. Scott Reckler, who's the vice chairman of the Port Authority, emailed Pat Foy. They were having a discussion about whether to keep a discussion of the lane closures in, quote, executive session, which means closed off to the public. And what Reckler said is, well, let's do that only if New Jersey, quote, behaves by giving Governor Cuomo subsidies he wants for a Red Hook port terminal and some other New York projects. We've previously reported that Cuomo knew more than he let on. Now we know why. He was playing ball to gain advantage.
Pat Foy opened the lanes but kept quiet about it so that the New York side of the Port Authority could get an advantage in the New York-New Jersey power struggle at the agency?
That's the implication, and the defense really tried to tarnish Pat Foy even more. Up to now, Foy has maintained that he learned about the lane closures on the Thursday night of the closures because of a reporter's call to find out what was going on. But on cross-examination, Baroni's attorney implied that Foy had discussed the closures hours earlier with four witnesses, and that he even talked about planting a story in the Bergen Record. As Baroni's lawyer put it, he said to Foy, isn't it simply true you knew about the lane closures, you knew about the problems well before you reversed the lanes and you let it continue so you could swoop in on Friday after it had already started and look like the hero? So Foy said no, but the implication kind of hung there in the air that these other witnesses will testify to the contrary.
So the defense is trying to make Pat Foy out to be a liar.
Yeah, and they did a pretty good job. You may remember after the lanes were closed that the Port Authority's official statement, and Foy was the man in charge, as he's acknowledged, the buck stopped with him, the official statement was that there was a traffic study. So here's a bit of tape from a story Sarah Gonzalez did in November of 2013, where you can hear both Pat Foy and Bill Baroni trying to hold off reporters' questions about the whole mess.
They were asked who was conducting the traffic study.
Matter under review. When we have something to announce, we will. Next.
If they knew why the lanes were closed.
I'm going to defer to Pat's statement from a second ago.
If there even was a traffic study.
The matter is, as Pat has said, I'm just going to defer to what Pat has said a second ago.
And if Governor Christie's top appointee in the Port Authority made the decision to close the lanes.
Again, matter under review. When we have something to announce, we will. Anybody else?
But actually, on the stand, the defense got Foy to admit that those statements and other statements like them were false. So this was the second time that someone admitted lying on the stand today. The first time it was Mayor Mark Sokolich of Fort Lee, who said he lied in a letter to the editor when he said there was no retaliation, and he said, I'm not proud of it, but I did it because I was petrified. Petrified, he said twice, about what Christie might do to him.
All right, Andrea Bernstein in the courtroom for us at the Bridgegate trial. Thank you so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
For frequent updates on the trial, you can follow WNYC's Andrea Bernstein on Twitter at Andrea WNYC.